Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And hey, you're at the right place for the most current, most practical, most realistic home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. We got a lot of great information. During this hour, we're going to talk about some attic insulation tips, some water heater problems we're going to try to solve. Also, we're going to follow up on a mysterious question that came in last week. We have a listener that may have the right answer to this kind of unusual situation we found in a home. And of course, we got lots of emails, lots of information. And Joe, I'll bet you have a simple solution for us coming up in just a little bit.
I do indeed. Here we are in the middle of October, and I think a lot of people are removing window screens from their windows. So I have a quick tip on how to clean those screens so they're ready come next spring to put them back in your house.
Ah, there you go. That's a proactive homeowner to get things ready for spring at this time of the year. It does make a lot of sense to do that very thing. Hey, we want to hear from you. All you have to do is pick up the phone right now. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. You also can send us an email anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. So Joe, you're sitting up in Connecticut and I'm sitting on the beach in California. Ah, this feels pretty good out here.
Yeah. Ordinarily, Danny's in South Alabama in Mobile, but you're out in California. It's great that we can do this show from anywhere these days. And how long are you going to be out in California?
Oh, I'll be out here for about 4 or 5 days. Quite an extravagant wedding that my youngest daughter is involved in. And it's pretty much a 4-day affair. We're on day two. It's a fantastic, great group of people, great venues, great seeing a lot of these people. You know, weddings are an amazing gathering because, you know, you have, for the family that's hosting the wedding, of course, you have all your buddies from here. You have all your buddies from years past. You have all the family from the little bitty kids right up to the grandmothers. And it's a pretty cool gathering. And so far, so good. And of course, the weather is awesome right now.
Yeah. And of course, you get to a point in your life where your children are a certain age where you're going to weddings like 3 times a year, 4 times a year. And then 2 or 3 years later, that's it. No more weddings, right?
Yeah. You know, that's about right. And that's exactly the cycle we're in right now. And of course, my daughter has been in, I think, 11 weddings.
Oh, wow.
You know, and the problem with that, though, Joe, and especially with a decadent wedding like this one, she's taking notes. She's
because she's not married yet. That's right.
Right. So she says, well, you know, when I get married, that would be nice to have a sandcastle just like that one. You know, I mean, a sandcastle 6 foot tall that they created, a professional. Do you have many professional sand sculptors who make a living doing that in Connecticut? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No, I haven't seen many here. Yeah, but I guess in Southern California, that's a thing.
Yeah,
you have that skill. Yeah,
you can
earn a living making sand castles.
Well, it's amazing. The guy brought out. I just kind of caught a little bit online about it, but he, you know, shows up with this little bitty wagon. He's got all these little molds and all these little things like plant containers to create. And then he puts this saran wrap stuff around it and he puts water, a certain amount of water in it. And I go, wow. And spent 6.5 hours.
Wow.
Creating this so that you could get one picture. And then, of course, some little ratty kid's going to come along and kick it or something at some point. What a wild event, and certainly enjoyed a little bit of California. Got a little bit of business I'm mixing in along with it, and certainly we're going to, because of technology, we're able to keep the Today's Homeowner show rolling along here. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to for this show, and coming up now as we're moving our way through autumn and into winter, which isn't that far off if you think about it. I'm already starting to see, I think it was in September, I saw Christmas displays in stores. They act like Halloween and Thanksgiving don't even exist. We're going September, right after Labor Day, we're going right into Christmas.
Yeah, I saw a post online, that very thing, that a town near where I live was putting up the Christmas decorations. And there was this long little rant online about, hey, don't forget about Veterans Day. Don't forget about Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly.
Oh, have you heard of Halloween? You know, and So it is getting earlier and earlier. But you know, something else that I'm you know, monitoring a lot of the news, like we want to do here on Today's Homeowner, and you know, looking at the interest rates. And traditionally, when those interest rates have jumped up a little bit, that really fuels a lot of home improvement projects, because people are not, especially people that are a part of the Today's Homeowner community, they're not going to just sit around and mope about interest rates. They're going to improve what they have. So home improvement and home remodeling goes up quite a bit. But also the selling of houses and it being such a seller's market has started to flip around a little bit. So you have to get pretty resourceful when you're selling your home. And right. Joe and I have a couple things here to throw at you that an area of the home that sometimes when you're getting your house ready for sale, people know about curb appeal, they know about kitchens, they know about bathrooms, but your bedroom is very important there. And it's a great place. One suggestion is to update the lighting in that in those areas, just so that it shows a lot better. And also clean up the closets. You know, if you have a nice orderly closet, it's going to look a lot bigger than one that's all cluttered up like so many of them are.
Exactly. And a lot of people know about staging a house for sale, and you can hire a professional stager, but they're pretty expensive. So you can do it yourself. And it's always a great idea to stage your bedroom if you're planning on selling your home. You want to clear out a lot of clutter. You want to make sure that, you know, the bedroom looks as neat as possible, because you want people to come in. And this is true for any part of your house. You want people to see it as they would want to see it when they're living there, not when you're living there, you know. So they often say, take down like family photographs. They want to see themselves in your home, not your family in your home.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. To be able to move in at any point is very, very important when people are out there looking at lots and lots of houses. You just kind of have a uneasy feeling if you walk in a home, especially a bedroom, master bathroom kind of area, and it's not clean, it's not orderly. It just gives you kind of a funny feeling about that. And boy, I'll tell you, if you are doing some things to make your cabinetry a little more efficient around your home, well, there are so many opportunities, say in a kitchen, to do some pullouts for pantries and maybe, you know, some taller cabinets for a lot of the different access to the contents. You know, that's the thing about it, as I talk about so much, is you have cubic footage in cabinets. It's not just how many linear feet it is. You've got all this space in there. And with pullouts and drop-down trays and things like that, you're able to use a lot more of it without actually adding any cabinetry.
And you can also customize drawers. People don't often think about that, right? You move into a house, there are drawers, you just start putting stuff in there. But there are systems you can buy or make where you can divide drawers to customize the storage. And the same thing goes for base cabinets. Most of us, you know, you just throw the pots and pans in there and you go down and you spend 10 minutes searching for a lid. Mm-hmm. But there's hardware you can buy, or there's certainly dividers you can make to help organize that space so that you can keep the pots and pans and the lids separate, so that they're much more readily accessible when you need them.
Boy, it's frustrating when you get in there and start digging through all those kind of things. It just doesn't, it's just not the way to go. I'll tell you something else you want to be, you know, give some thought to, is making that garbage can very convenient. You know, the pull-out garbage cans like I have with the two containers, one for recycling and one for the regular garbage, is so convenient. It's just great to pull that out. But what I'm going to add to mine, I know it's a little ridiculous, but I'm putting in the foot pedal that you just have.
not an accelerator, right?
No, you're not trying to. Oh. But, you know, I have a pull-out drawer for the cap, for the garbage, and I'll be able to, while you have all the stuff in your hands, and sometimes you maybe have egg on your hand or something, and you go up and push that foot pedal, and it pops open, you throw it in, then you can push it back in, you know, basically without having to touch it with your hand. So I'm about to add that little amenity to mine.
Well, you know, they have certain cars, certain SUVs, where you just wave your foot under the rear bumper.
Oh, that's even better.
There you go. That's the next one.
Wow.
Danny's just going to wave his foot and the trash is going to glide out.
Now that would keep the grandkids occupied for hours, you know?
That's right.
Hey, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. We're always glad to be with you, to share with you the kind of home improvement information that we've been known for a long, long time. We got a lot coming up, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the nationally syndicated Today's Homeowner radio show, heard on over 350 fantastic stations like this one, KAOX 107.9 FM in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Hello, everybody there in and around the Idaho area. We appreciate you listening in each and every week to Today's Homeowner, and we want to help you out with any challenge that you may have in and around your house. You can give us a call anytime on the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email. We appreciate all those emails we get each week. You can send one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Okay, we're going to roll up our sleeves and get going, get right back to the Today's Homeowner hotline right now. Ron is on the line from Reno, Nevada. Ron, welcome to the show, and tell us about this attic situation.
Well, thank you for taking my call. We moved here 3 years ago, and unusual for me, the furnace is up in the attic. And during the summer months, when I go up in the attic, it is cooking hot. And so I'm wondering if I should consider the investment of installing a gable fan. I don't want to punch a hole in my roof, you know, and do the exhaust fans because I have a nice tile roof. But in your opinion, is it worth the money to install a gable fan? And if so, do you have a brand you'd recommend? I'm looking for something quiet.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I don't blame you at all. Well, first of all, when you're looking at attic ventilation, which is extremely important, summer, winter, fall, all the seasons, you want to make sure one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they exhaust the air, but they don't have enough fresh air coming in. So around the overhang of your home, do you have a fair amount of the soffit vents that allow fresh air to come in?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Well, the second part of that is to make sure no insulation is blocking them in the attic. You want a nice, you know, free path up through there. And kind of a, I almost want to say a funny way of checking that is to have someone outside with a leaf blower.
Oh.
And someone else inside with a nice bright light. And then as they're not aggressively, but blow a little bit of air up in the vent and make sure that no insulation is flying around. You might have a little bit flying in, but you just want a clear path for that air to come in at that lower area on your overhang and continue into the attic. Now, once you get it in the attic, yes, you do need to exhaust it out of there. And if you have a tile roof, certainly you don't want to penetrate it, and you don't want to put ridge venting in, which is usually a nice passive way of getting that air, that hot, moist air to flow out of there. But if you do have a gable and you can install that gable vent on the inside, that would probably be the way to go. It's not as even as a pull of air through an attic as something that's sitting on the top, but it still can get the pull that hot air out of there as much as you can. You would have it thermostatically controlled, so you would have probably set the thermostat at around 110, something like that.
Okay.
And then it would automatically cut on, pull through there, and exhaust that air right out of there. Now, brand-wise, I'm not sure there's even a brand that I even know on attic exhaust fans. Joe, does anything come to mind to you? I know Braun Newton has a number of the solar-powered types, but what about a traditional? I don't even know a brand name on those.
I'm not sure either, Ron.
I was recommended Quiet Cool is a brand. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No, I never have.
I have not. No.
Okay. Okay.
So Ron, just to be clear, you do not have ridge vents. You only have soffit vents.
That's correct.
And you have no gable end vents at all, or you have existing gable vents. Oh, I see. You just want to put a fan in them.
Yes, I
Good.
Do. That's where I want to put it.
Do you have two gable end
yes,
vents?
Yes, I do. One on each end.
Perfect. Yeah, good. Because otherwise, if you have one, it works better with two, because if you put a fan in one, it'll draw in fresh air from the other one and help exhaust that attic a lot quicker.
Okay.
The mistake some people make is they have a soffit vent and they have ridge vents, and then they want to increase, they think they can increase the attic ventilation by adding a gable end vent. But then you have the ridge vents and the gable end vents combating each other, and it actually is a detriment to the system. So
okay.
The fact you do not have ridge vents in this case is actually good.
Yes. Okay. I have two gable vents, one on each end. It's a single level home. So it sounds like this is the way to go.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And just one other small thing that you might consider is, do you have a disappearing attic stairway?
It's just a large board right in our laundry room that I just slide across.
A hatchway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just as a thought, you may want to put what they call an attic tent over that. It's just, there's a variety of ways to do it. You can go to our website at todayshomeowner.com and look up, attic stairway covers.
Oh.
And there's a number that are store-bought that you can buy that look like little pup tents that just sit there. And what that will prevent, during the summer, when you're pulling, when that attic fan comes on and it's pulling air through there, this will prevent it pulling air through your scuttle hole there and bringing in things. And then, of course, during regular conditions during the winter, it prevents that hot air from escaping. So it's a very inexpensive thing that might want to add to that while you're putting that exhaust fan in, Joe.
Wow. That's a great tip. I didn't think about that. Thank you.
And Ron is really smart to be finding ways to vent the attic. Ron, I happened to be in Reno, Nevada about less than a month ago on my way I flew out to Reno on my way to Lake Tahoe, and it was 107 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you guys get some pretty serious temperatures in the middle of the summer. And this was
mid-September.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You're right. It was a cooking hot week that time. So, guys, thank you so much. This is very helpful. I'm going to get on it right away.
All right. That sounds great. Our pleasure. And have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, let's grab an email here real quick. And certainly if you have any emails, any questions that you have, that's one way to reach out to us. And all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Charles from New Hampshire did. Said, hi, Danny, I heard you mention a concrete paver patio you built recently that used large pavers. I believe they were 2 foot square. I'm planning on building a patio with a walkway that connects to our driveway. I'd like to use the larger pavers because the job will go a lot quicker than using the small brick size pavers. But I was wondering, must the pavers be sealed to protect them from the weather, or do they come pre-sealed?
That's a good question, actually.
That's a really good question because, first of all, no, they do not come sealed. I don't know if there's any that are available in that. So it is quite porous because it's a masonry product. Once you get them installed, once you get your sand kind of swept in all of the areas there, and then, before you have a chance of getting stained or anything, absolutely, I would strongly recommend taking a clear masonry sealer, use your pump-up garden sprayer, and then put a real light coat, just spray a light coat over the top of it. Now, it'll have that wet look for just a short period of time, but it dries incredibly fast. Check the guidelines on the warranty guidelines and the instructions on the particular masonry sealer that you use. But I would recommend putting at least two coats, three coats always better, with proper drying time in between. And boy, first of all, it enhances the colors of the stone like crazy. It makes it look so much better. But also, it'll help repel water from getting down in there. Won't make it slick. It still will be porous enough and textured enough that you're not going to have a slip and fall situation. But absolutely, it'll make it look a lot better and help you keep it cleaner longer and make it look a lot better. That's one of the things I think, Joe, people get finished with a patio and they say, man, I'm so happy with this. Next thing you know, they're grilling and the wine's popping.
Right.
And, you know. But boy, if you take just another day, it does make a big, big difference in the longevity of it.
Yeah, because people think concrete is so hard and we can use it outdoors. It's impervious to anything. And it's not. It's porous and it's relatively soft. So and I would recommend, you know, especially Charles, he's up in New Hampshire, has pretty extreme weather. I would seal it at least once a year. I don't know if I do it any more often than that, but at least once a year makes it more stain resistant. And most importantly, it keeps the water from soaking into it, which then can eventually damage the surface and even cause some cracking. So yeah, they don't come sealed, but it's, and masonry sealers are pretty affordable and they go a long way. They're very thin. There's no way to do it incorrectly, but as long as you hit the concrete, it's going to work.
Absolutely. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. And if you've listened to us a good bit, you know we talk a lot about luxury vinyl plank flooring. Boy, it is being used like nothing I've ever seen in the flooring industry. And we're going to tell you about a brand new one that will be perfect if you're looking at that basement area and maybe turning that into part of your living area. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Everybody loves the look of real wood flooring, but real wood can be easily damaged even with the best finish. So this life-proof, waterproof, high-traffic, luxury vinyl plank flooring is designed to give you the look you want while it stands up to the bumps and scrapes of life. Now, these vinyl planks have a 22 mil wear layer and a proprietary acrylic top coat that makes them ultra scratch resistant, stain resistant, and mold and mildew resistant. The rigid core makes them dent resistant, helps hide subfloor imperfections, and is fully waterproof. Think about that for the basement if maybe you're having a little bit of moisture issue down there. And the pre-attached underlayment makes sure they're warm, comfortable, and quiet underfoot, while it makes installation a lot easier as well. Plus, they're backed by a lifetime residential warranty. So visit homedepot.com for more information on the life-proof, waterproof, high-traffic, luxury vinyl plank flooring. It's still big and getting bigger and bigger on people wanting to try out the vinyl planks. We certainly get a lot of emails about that. Right now, we're going to switch gears. Actually, we're going back to Nevada again. Ron's on the phone with a question about water heater. Ron, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, hi there, guys. I got a little situation here. I'm hearing a roaring sound coming from my hot water heater when it comes on to heat up the water. What's the cause and what can I do to fix it?
All right. And that's probably a gas water heater, I would assume.
No, it's electric.
Is that right?
Yes. Hmm.
Well, Joe, I would the first thing I would have thought about is the burner kicking on, maybe a little bit of sediment and so forth in there. What do you think would cause an electric one to have that roaring sound?
Yeah, Ron, a roaring or rumbling sound, especially when a water heater first kicks on, is exactly what Danny suspected, is sediment. When there's a buildup of sediment in the bottom of the tank, and it could be due to hard water, mineral deposits, or rust, or anything like that, the rumbling is a result of the boiling water gets trapped in the sediment, and as it's trying to get out, it's creating that sound. And assuming that everything else is fine with your water heater, and it's not rusting so badly it needs to be replaced, usually the fix is to simply drain it and flush it out, which we recommend all the time. What is it, Danny? Like once a year, I think we recommend?
Once a year would be fantastic. Yeah. Once every couple years would be way better than most people do.
Yeah, and there are instructions. If you go to todayshomeowner.com, you'll see that Danny has some really detailed instructions on how to do that. But I would do that first before I call the plumber or heating specialist to check it out. And by the way, when you hook it up to a hose and drag the hose outside and you drain it and flush it out, take a look at what comes out. It won't be perfectly clear water at first. I can almost guarantee you that.
Yeah, there's a lot of sediment that settles down in there and affects it both gas, probably even more so with the gas because of affecting things. But still, with electric, the sediment is making it harder to heat the water. And, of course, that costs you a little more money. But I think you should give that a try.
Well, we do have hard water. There's no doubt about that. So that is probably, you're probably spot on.
Well, if you have hard water, I would have it tested. You could put in you know, it's a little bit of an investment, but you put in a water softener that would remove the hard water deposits. And the other reason you want to do that is sediment sitting at the bottom of a tank, especially an electric tank like you have, electric heater, is that when those elements, those heating elements are encased in sediment all the time, they burn out a lot quicker. So there's a lot of good reasons, Ron, to flush out that tank.
So to replace the element, is that a hard thing to do, or could I do that?
No.
Or what?
Yeah, you actually could do it yourself. But before I do anything else, since we're not sure there's anything wrong with the heating element, I would flush it out and see if that eliminates the rumbling or the roaring sound that you're hearing.
All right. Well, thank you for the info. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, our pleasure, welcome. Ron. Thanks so much for being a part of the show, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, guys, and be safe.
All righty. Thank you. You as well. Hey, let's go right to our emails right now. We'd love to get one from you. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Nancy in New Jersey writes in, my bathroom has a glass block window in the wall. There's tile around the glass blocks, which are recessed about an inch and a quarter. The tile contractor filled the joint between the tile and the glass blocks with grout. Now the grout is crumbling. Can I caulk over the grout, or must all the grout be removed before caulking around the window? Well, it's just like anything with caulk or anything that you're putting in. You hate to put it over an unstable situation there. So I would remove as much as you can, because you can get to a point where just leave it in place, but you want to get anything that's loose out of there. You can use an old screwdriver. There's also grout removal tools that are very inexpensive and easy to use. Get as much as you can out of there, then make sure it is super dry before you put a good quality mildew-resisting caulk back in there. The thing about it is, so often in ceramic tile projects, people do use grout when you come up to a tub or you come up to certain areas. Well, tile and that other surface may move a little bit differently thermally, and you'll end up with some cracks on the grout. That's why you're seeing more and more caulks that are being colored to match common grout, so that you can use that caulk. It remains flexible and you don't have that problem. And Joe, when you're talking about a window situation, you also could be, in caulking it properly, could be heading off a problem with any water getting behind that tile.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. But yeah, we often see that, right, Danny, where the tile contractor is spreading grout and he just goes right over that joint between the tile in a dissimilar surface, in this case, glass block. Well, a glass block is pretty similar to tile, but it's not exactly tile. So that's going to move and expand and contract differently, which is why you really need caulk. And by the way, a quick tip on drying out that joint once you remove all the grout is just use a hairdryer, a blow dryer, and get that as dry as possible. And the reason you want it dry, of course, is if there's any moisture in there and you caulk over it, that moisture could create some mold that will then work its way through the caulk. And then what do you do? Now you have to remove the caulk. So really take that extra step and make sure that area, that gap, is as dry as possible before you put in the new caulk.
You know, that's one of those things we hate to hear from homeowners, that they've had problems with mildew returning under caulking. Very common scenario there is when you're, you know, getting in that bathtub and you're looking around, you go, boy, this caulk, it looks bad. Well, if you take it all out around, particularly where the tile meets the tub, and go ahead and take your time between a razor knife, a thin putty knife, is to really get all of that grout out of there. And as Joe said, use that hairdryer to dry it out really well before you put the new caulk on. You'll be surprised how long that'll last. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about a little mysterious problem that we had last week, and we have one of our listeners that's chiming in with a great tip. That and a whole lot more coming up right here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Each week, we try to bring you the latest, greatest, most practical, realistic home improvement information you'll find anywhere. And one way we get a lot of that information is from you, our listeners. So if you have an idea or if you have a follow-up, if you're listening to something right now and you go, hey, well, they should consider such and such, come on, be part of the Today's Homeowner community and let us know. You can pick up the phone and call us at 800-946-4420 or send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Joe, we got some feedback from one of our listeners here. If you recall, we were talking about how, you know, we get a lot of calls of things that pets do. And we were the homeowner was a little distressed because her dog had chewed up one of the little hand warmers. You know, the little hand warmers that you use?
Oh, the little packets. Yeah,
the little packets and everything. They're kind of mysterious because it's like, well, how does that work? You know, but they are
pretty effective, by the way.
They do work. But this dog, of course, you know, unfortunately, we did find out that the dog's perfectly fine, even though maybe you ingested a little bit of this, but they chewed it up and it made quite a mess on the floor. So the homeowners were asking, you know, what they could do. We suggested possibly some hydrogen peroxide, but we had Richard from Troy, Virginia, send us an email that to add a little bit to that, because Richard used to work in a factory producing these kind of things. And he says that black powder is a mixture of elements to create a endothermic reaction at a controlled rate. The main ingredient is powdered iron, which is rapidly oxidized to create the heat output. That's how it warms up in your hand. As such, I would recommend using an iron stain remover or potentially a blood stain product that's used on clothing. Can't vouch for the results, but that's what I would try first over hydrogen peroxide. So at least we know what that mysterious black powder is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have a lot of different things that we hear about with iron stains on different things in the house that we've recommended over the years. I think this might be a good thing to try.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reason we suggest hydrogen peroxide is because it typically works and most people have it in their house. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for an iron stain remover, one that I use all the time is called Iron Out. Mm-hmm. And that works really well. It comes in a powder form and you mix it with water. An endothermic reaction. I've not heard of that before, but it certainly makes sense. We often wonder, how do those darn things work? And there you go. So now we know how they work and how to clean them up if you get that black powder on your floor.
Exactly. Yeah. Big problem there with, especially if you have any kind of like carpet, you know, that it gets down in the carpet,
right.
Those
yep.
kind of things can be quite the problem there. And we appreciate that. And again, if you have a comment, if you have any question, if you have any thought on things that we talk about here, that's what we love to hear from you from that standpoint. And Joe, you know, of course, this time of the year, people are starting to think about winter and think about the cold
sure.
winter. And I'll tell you what, it'd be a good time to remind everybody to head over to todayshomeowner.com/4seasons to be able to look at some of the checklists that we have for winter time and some things that you might not even think about that you need to take care of. Great time to go ahead and tackle a few of those. And that way you'll be able to, you know, kind of relax a little bit when the weather's getting so cold that you can't do anything else. You can definitely do a few of those projects. Let's grab one more email here from Robert in Texas. I just purchased a home in Arlington, Texas that has a backyard deck that's covered by a small metal roof. When I first saw the property this past summer, I could feel the heat emanating from the underside of the metal. Is there an effective, affordable way to reduce the heat felt when standing on the deck? This is one that we've gotten before, and it's a little tricky because a lot of times when you have those metal roofs like that, there's not a lot of room to work with. A lot of times
right.
they use
yep.
metal so that they can implement a flatter slope on the back porch, which makes it harder to do anything underneath because, you know, spray foam on it. Yeah, that would probably help a lot, but that's a terrible look. You could put rigid foam up there. You still don't have a very good look and we need to cover it. Any other suggestions on that, Joe?
Other than insulating it somehow, you're right. When you have that thin metal roof, it's so thin and it's relatively lightweight. They might only have 2x6 rafters holding it up, in which case you have very little space to put any insulation. I'm trying to think, if this was my house, what would I do? My first thought is to use rock wool, mineral wool insulation up there, because it's nice and thick and it'll help block the heat. But then what do you put underneath it? You know, I mean, you could just tack up some chicken wire and, you know, it'll mm-hmm. hold the insulation in place, but it won't look so great. So then you have to put up, you know, a finished surface. I mean, painted plywood, tongue and groove boards. I guess you could do something like that. But now you're getting into a relatively expensive project. But I guess that's the best you could do is put up some insulation, then cover it with any material that you think is attractive.
Well, one other method that I saw a few years back as I was riding through the country, somebody had a big metal roof there. And right on the top of the roof,
right.
a sprinkler. They had a water sprinkler there. So the water sprinkling
right.
over the metal would keep it cool. Hey, coming up, it's Simple Solution Time. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2x thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, They're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight Bond Sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
So glad to be with you each and every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and also glad to present to you, through my genius partner, Joe Truini, another simple solution. What do you have for us, Joe?
Well, thank you, Danny. This time of year, a lot of people are taking their screens out of their windows and putting them away till next spring. I live here in Connecticut. I took out the screens about 2 weeks ago. And I must say, Danny, I don't know how you feel about this. I love taking the screens out of my windows.
Is that right?
It's like someone cleaned the windows.
It's just, freedom.
So much more light. Yeah, so much more light comes in. I love taking out the screens. In any case, most people just take them out and they storm away wherever. And then come spring, they go to put them in. But at that point, they're still dirty. So now is the time to clean them before you put them away. And in most cases, unless you have some really caked on dirt or grime, you don't need to use any water or any detergent or anything else. All you need is a vacuum cleaner and an upholstery brush. And you just want to scrub both sides of the screen. And you'll see they come out almost perfectly clean just with that. If you absolutely have to use some water and soap, go ahead. But ordinarily, you don't have to. But the other thing about using water is once you get them wet, now what? Now you got to lay them out in the sun for dry. So this way, if you use this dry clean technique, as soon as they're done, you can ready store them away. And how do you do that neatly? Well, one way is just to wrap them in a tarp. And I store mine up in the attic so they're completely out of the way and they're not going to get damaged at all. But wherever you store them, try to wrap them all together and put them away until next spring. And then when it's time to put them back in the window, you're ready to go. They're already clean. And they're dust-free because you've kept them wrapped up.
And make sure you clean those frames really well all the way around there. When you take those things out, without a doubt, there's always just all kinds of stuff around there. So don't neglect that. May as well get it nice and clean while you can. I also like to remind you on what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. It's one we call a clean entrance. And this is where many times when you have a house, even though you have a front door, maybe the garage is a lot easier to walk in, and not uncommon to have garage door entrance actually is the laundry room. Well, a laundry room entrance sounds terrible, but it can look fantastic, and we prove that on this particular show. Plus, along the way, we are sharing with you some ways that you can save a lot of space in that room. You know, that washer and dryer, sometimes that thing might be 6 or 8 inches off the wall. I'll show you a way you can get it back within 1 inch of the wall with a special vent accessory that goes in the wall. Very easy to install. Also, if you've always wanted a mop sink or a sink there next to your washer and dryer, hey, that's something that can be retrofit. We'll show you how that's done as well as using some simple 1x12s and 1x10s to create some overflow pantry area and do a few other little tricks there to minimize the amount of space that a lot of things, you know, it's kind of like a drop zone. When that's your main entrance, you're going to come in, those backpacks are going there, the boots are going here. We can show you a way to make that a lot neater. And you can find out where to see it in your area by going to todayshomeowner.com. Another thing we want to remind you about is all the different ways that you can see older shows. Because, you know, we've been on the air for 24 years. Our brand new season starts at the end of October. So stay tuned to some other great shows there. And, of course, you can watch us on Vizio Smart TV on demand and on our linear channel 516. Also, if you have an LG Smart TV, check out station number 476. And we also are on demand and streaming on Xumo, Crackle, Tubi, FreeVee, Pluto, and Roku. Joe, why don't we make up some words, our own words like that?
We could. You know what I was thinking? Imagine Can you imagine, like, when you and I were in, like, middle school or elementary school, we said to our father, "Hey, Dad, could you please turn to channel 476?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. They would think you were from
Mars.
We
only go up to, like, 8. What do you mean 476?
Hey, that's going to pretty much wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Certainly hope we've been able to help you with some of the challenges you might be having around your home. Always head by todayshomeowner.com for more information anytime. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some time with us on this hour of today's Homeowner Radio.